All right, no more told that we're going over here. We're going to be going to Paraches Mishnah Zayin, the Ekan Mufash Magdama. Mishnah Sayin, the Lamedas, didn't Misha Babit Chilu Nikulu Lav Yakach, Nibu Bay Simani Tumma, Vachosh, and Nelmu, then disappeared. Kosav Hatiferes Yisrael. Hach Mishnah have a mamish, Dugmas Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah have a mamish. Very yeshivish. And then the Tiferes Yisrael is so yeshivish. Sounds like me. It's mamish. Dugmas Mishnah Hey Perik Aleph. Rak mashmalon hocha, the beheres gedoyla, a beheres gedoyla, the high nu parach bechula bitchila, the dina ki beheres ketana, like a beheres ketana. Hasam sahaisa tchila rak al mixas kufay, that was the rak al mixas kufay. The kashem she beheres ketana, hasam yaskir shuach the base, the nul the boy shbe se lovin a michia, oi pisyan tame. Hochanami. But beheres gedoyla kocha after pisyon l'shayich ba davi kulam mechus, like you said yesterday, in this instance it's not shayich, it's an impossibility for there to be pisyon. I have a shal. Why is there impossibility? He gains weight in 1 week. He puts on 50 pounds, so he has now more surface area. So now if it's spread, that should be called pisyon. How do you like that? That's an interesting thought. How about that, pisyon? If he more surface area, let's say it's mechusar, it shrinks, he goes on a diet. I guess in the Muscar Center, it was like Sodom. They don't let you gain weight or lose weight. You got to come in the way you come out. In the hotel in Sodom, you come in, they weigh you before you come in, and when you go out, they weigh you. And if you weigh more, they cut off some flesh. And if you weigh less, then they pour molten lead down your stomach, so you should. Weiter. Uchashem shahasam beheres katana. Just like beheres katana, im over achakach hasim na tumapla. Just like the beheres katana, if the sim tumah. Im over achakach hasim na tumapla, the mehame has kol shuashen, yeshayisachai metchila. Hachinami beheres gedayla. Just like over there, when if it goes away, so to over here goes away, you can become tar. Fine. Now we go to the next part of the Hachdama. No, do I say love on Yachlit? Let's say this fellow here, he's not, it's noilat to him. It's noilat to him. I forgot something at home, very important. Forgot something. No, not so precious. I forgot something. Forgot something that helps me a lot. All right, no, what can you do? All right, Vaita. Okay, fine, so it's a mukhla. That's Shalav Aleph. Next. Now we're going to Shlav Bet. Noilad Lemichya Oisei Lovan Tameh. Now, first he comes Kulavan, then he gets the Shlav Beis, he gets the two right here, it's fine. Noilad Lemichya Oisei Lovan Tameh. Afal Gav Shakol. Sao Lovan Shalachat Shanshanita Bepricha Ine Betamikidil El. Mishnah Beis Yeshlema, even though any sar lovan, the smilach asher nitar, the pricha, he's nitar the pricha. In the time of the Mishnah Beis, Yeshlema, hasam mayri kishaparach mitoychatuma. The nitar there, that's the, you can't compare that case. The case there where the person gets a white hair after he has pricha b'chuloi is because he was tamei. It was a small baheres, and then it spread to the entire body. Now there's a white hair. We had this in the Rav also. That's when you say the white hair is meaningless. But in this case, since the first time he appears in the Bezdin, in by the Koyanim, it's Kula Hafach Lava. And now he gets the white hair. So therefore, the white hair will make him Tamei. It's not because of the Picha that he's Tar. Over here, when he comes, it's not because of the picha didn't become tahar.
What does mean gich?
Means becoming the whole body. Gich means he's chulo hafach lavan. Kuloi, kuloi b'apicha is another way of saying kuloi hafach lavan.
Yeah, but that's only alibi de chachamim, right? Because Rabbi Yeshua argued, Rabbi Meir argued.
Okay. Avalacha shaba mitchila b'apicha, the loy b'shem apicha nitar, rak mido avu aser lavan. Avalacha shaba mitchila b'apicha, the loy b'shem apicha nitar. The reason why he is tar is not because he's kula hafach lavan. The reason why he is tar is because it's the first week. It's the first week, and there is no simen tuma. That's why rak midavru hasel lavan. Rak midavru sel lavan lahach. The reason why he is tar is because he doesn't have a white hair. That's why now lahach kishachazu tamei. So since the white hair fell away, and now only this case is totally different because in this case he's coming to the kohen when he's kul hafach lavan. Then he gets white hairs, he becomes tamei. The white hairs go away, So now we go into the second week of Hezker, or if it's after 2 weeks, he'll become tar. Or he needs to have a michya. Fine. Now next part. So now we go to retreat. Now we go continuing the shlovim, and now what happens?
The guy's in Hezger now. No.
The guy now. Is either in Yehi, let's say he's in Hezger now. No. So this was the confusing part. Right now we're up to is the confusing part. This part over here is going to be either a new case or a continuation. It'll be a new case. The way the Rav says, the Rav is confusing. This part is going to be a new case. Let's see how he says over there. Shechazhu...
Let's go back up one line again to Avalacha.
Avalacha. Shabbat mitchil b'aficha. This person over here, he came for the very first time to the Kohen. Kuloi hafach lavan. So what did he do? He declared him to be tahar, because the very first time that he came, he did not have a white hair. He was just one big beharis. And then what happened? The next week he came back, he had two white hairs, so he became tamei. So now when the two white hairs disappear, you're going back to what you were before. Every state, every shalav in this person, regarding this person, always has to be judged relative to what he was before. In the previous parak, in the previous case, in parak A that he's referring to, in parak A, there the person's previous state was different than the previous state of the person over here. There, because there you're starting out with a person who only has a small baharis. Here you're starting out with a person that has the baharis on his entire body. So you're not going to be able to go, when a person starts out with a small baharis, and then he gets seir lavan, he becomes tamei. And then when it spreads to his entire body, kulei hafach lavan, there you're going to judge him when he is kulei hafach lavan relative to how you judged him before he was tamei. Perech min ha-tumah. Here, he's coming into the kohen when he's kulei hafach lavan. So he is tahar. Then he gets white hairs, he becomes tamei. Now when the white hairs disappear, so when they disappear, we're going to judge him relative to what he was before. When you have white hairs, you're tamei. When the white hairs disappear, you're tahar. You're tahar. Why are you tahar? Because either it's because you don't have simanim. But you're now when he gets the white hairs again, or he gets another simen tumah, so then he's going to become tamei again. In other words, this case is, you cannot compare to the case in parakeh, because in parakeh there it's a small baharis. In this case, the baharis is kula, is the entire body. And every single step of the way, when we're going to judge the person, whatever is going to happen to him, we always have to judge this new step, this new situation, relative to what he was before. And it's always going to be, almost usually the opposite of what it would have been in the case where the person has a small baharis and then it spreads to his entire body. When a person has a small baharis and gets two white hairs and he becomes a tamei mukhlat, and then it spreads to the entire body, kul hafach lavan, and he's become tar. But here, when a person that spreads to his entire body then gets two white hairs, he becomes tamei. So you're starting out in an entirely different situation. In other words, you're going to catch up. They're both going to catch up. You can have over here a situation that at some point in time in their process, parakeh and parakeh is when in front of us we have two people, and one person has a neg on his entire body with two white hairs, and he's tahar. And the other person has a neg on his entire body with two white hairs, and he is tamei. The person that has entire body is white, and he has two white hairs, and is tahar, that's because that person, he started out tamei, and it spread to his entire body. He's tahar, and we don't even care if the two white hairs come afterwards. once he comes in front of us and his entire body is white, it's irrelevant, the two white hairs. So the bottom line is, we have a person who's completely tame, white, and he has two white hairs, and he's tar. In our discussion, the Peruches, the person shows up for the very first time, his entire body has a nega. So he's tar to start with. And then when he gets two white hairs, now he becomes tame. So they're both identical. These are identical twins. These are identical twins. They're both kula hafach. Kulay hafach. Hafach lavan. And they both have white hairs. And one is tame, one is tar. It's a trivia question. How do you have a situation where you have identical twins? Identical twins, and one is tame, one is tar. Use your Talmudic knowledge, your mastery in Shas, Upleiskim, and rabbinic literature to construct the case. And you get the answer right, you get the schus of walking with the Hariel down Avenue M for 5 minutes. And what is the answer? Two people are identical twins, not that they look like. This is nisht a Torah dika cook. In the Torah, we look at halacha. We don't look at if a person is beautiful, ugly, rich, poor, short, fat, skinny, has shoe size of 8 or shoe size of 12. If he looks like Michael Jordan or he looks like Shaquille O'Neal, these are not important factors in Torah. It's a halacha. They're both identical twins because they're both together kuloi hafach lavan, and they both have shtei sirus of white. One is tame, one is tar. The one that is tame is because he started out with a small baharis, with two white hairs, and then he was tame, and then it spread to his entire body. So he went from tame to tar, and even the two white hairs are still there. That's the halacha, the piston is tar. But the other fellow that's going to be tame, because he started out kuloy hafach lavan, and he skipped all the steps. He skipped elementary school, high school, and college. He went right away for his PhD, and he's kuloy hafach lavan, he's tar. And then the two white hairs make their appearance. Ladies and gentlemen, just for the very first time, the two white hairs. So since he started out tar, now he becomes tame. So now in front of us, two people that are identical twins. They're both kula hafachlav. They both have two white hairs. One is tar, one is tame. Gevaldik. This is mamish. The real avenue M. This is malchus. This is not just stam. M&M like candies.
This is worthy of being in the front row at the Dershusim Hashem. I need to move the car for a second. I'm sorry. Give me a second, okay?
No problem.
Sorry.
The person shows up for the very first time. He makes his appearance, and he's kulay hafach lavan. So there's going to be hesker. Fine. Now, right. Now we go to shlabes. Nolay ser lavan yachlit raf. One more Rav Yaske. Next. Now it comes Shlab Beis, Rav. Second line. No, let's say Lover. B'sav Shua Rishon. B'sav Shua Shani. Yachlit. V'im loy bo tzimoni tomo yiftar. Okay, now let's go to the chart. Shlab Beis. L'achar Hesker. Nims v'shtei saris levonos. Yuchlat l'tomo. He's tame. Nothing to talk about. V'im loy nims v'tzimoni tomo yiftar. Fine. Right. Now you go to Shlab Gimel. The two white hairs disappear. Hishchiru shteyem, ayachas mehem. Hikziru shteyem, ayachas mehem. Nismach hashchin l'shteyem, ayachas mehem. Hikif hashchin eshteyem, ayachsachas mehem. Aychalokon hashchin u'michyas hashchin. Or aychalokon hashchin u'michyas hashchin. Hamichve u'michyas hamichve. Haboyak. So what's going to happen now in all these situations? Rav, noy la loy hishchira ashtayen, kol hani dechashiv simoni taran hinu, umifurashim heim lila el visay perikam, noy la michyo yisrael lovan. That's right next. Okay, so now what is the law now? Go to the chart. Shlav Gimel, it says, l'achar hechlit, hishchidu shtayen, ayachas mehen, oishakotsu mishir, oishashchino michyas hashchino michve, oishachas michve. What's the halacha, hadin? B'chol ele bottle simen atumav shol shtei asa'arois bottle. V'yamitzorin nitar legamri. He's nitar legamri af im terem hoya behesker sheni. Even if he did not have a second week of hesker, he said, now it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It doesn't.
Why does he need hesker sheni?
So that we discussed yesterday. Let's say when he got the Ser Lavan, that was the whole alumnus we said yesterday. Let's say when he got the Ser Lavan after only 1 week. Or let's say he had the Ser Lavan, in our case, after the first week. First week, it says the Mishnah came and there was no Ser Lavan. So he was a Hesker for 1 week. And now he gets, now after 1 week, he does a Ser Lavan. So he becomes Tameh. Now the Ser Lavan goes away. So the alumnus of Shiloh was. Does that mean when he got the Ser Lavan and he was a Mukhlat, and then the Ser Lavan goes away, does he go free? Or does, since you only paid 1 week of Hesker, you go back to one more week of Hesker? You always have to pay your dues of Hesker. When a person has a Beheres, that was the alumnus of Shiloh.
Let me ask you this question. Let's take a step back for a second. After, so he presents as Kulo Lavan, and then he goes into Hesker.
How long?
If he doesn't have Shtei Saras.
Right.
So he goes out, Potter, right? He goes out after 2 weeks, Potter.
Okay.
Now, what happens if he presents with these Nigar?
This whole halach is only when there are two Cyrus. There are no two Cyrus.
Right. So I'm saying, what happens
if he comes the next week he's tahar. Of course, he's tahar.
Right, but I'm saying, why do you need to? I mean, the way I'll be catching the, I'm saying that you can skip. You can skip Shlav Gimel in Gansu. If you skip
Shlav... Yeah, you could. In Echlam, you could. You could skip Shlav Gimel. You could. We just want to make... It's a mini-series here. We need advertisements. We just want to draw it out. Right. It's like, you know, in marketing, you come to these websites, the way to sucker a person to buy a product that he doesn't need is... You have a guy, you have this website, they've come to these websites, they want to sell you a product. So they tell you a story. They have some things, they have videos that you can't even turn off the video, or they have these stories. And you have to scroll and scroll and scroll down, and then go to the next page, and the next page. This is done by design to wear down a person. The natural instinct of a person when they come to a webpage is to make an instant decision, yes or no. And it is natural, 99% of people, they see something, they right away say, that something they do not need, they say no, next, they go return. So here you get a person's curiosity. You're not going to believe what happened. You're not going to, they make this outrageous claim. You're curious. And they weaken you. And they force you to go on a wild goose chase. And by doing so, it already seeps into your mind the possibility, maybe talk, I do need this product for my life. They brainwash you through the nanoparticles, the graphene oxide in your mind, that you do need this product. They need time. Time is the goal. What is more powerful in marketing? Radio advertising or internet ads? Ads on websites. Radio advertising is a billion times more powerful than ads on websites. Why? How long do you see an advertiser in your eyes? Right, Shmi is much better. When someone says something to you, do you know that in your mind it echoes, reverberates in your mind for about 3 seconds? When you hear on the radio, Coca-Cola, in your mind, those words, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, it occupies your mind for 3 seconds. If you see a big banner, humongous banner, Coca-Cola, it is in and out of your mind in a fraction of a second. So subliminally, when you stop off at the rest stop, when you go to McDonald's, like I always go to McDonald's, I'm one of the biggest fans. Old McDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, on the I-95, we stop and go there to go to the Beis HaKisei. Once we're the Beis HaKisei, we buy some food. We try to look for N-O-U, but if we don't find one, that's still okay. But the only thing we don't do is by the triangle one. Because Rabbi Ralbag is known to be good for only those products that need none.
That's the best drama of the day so far.
So when you stop off at what do you hear in your mind? Coca-Cola. It's stuck in your mind. Pepsi. Let's say you hear on the radio, you're going, you're driving, and you see a mass advertisement, Pepsi-Cola, and you hear on the radio, Coca-Cola, and you stop off at McDonald's, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy Coca-Cola, because it reverberates in your mind for 3 seconds. Ein edoyme shmir l'ri'ia. Shmir is better than ri'ia. You hear the words?
I understand now what I didn't understand before.
It doesn't say in Chazal which one is better. It just says Ein Adoyme. Each one, if you want to transmit, here's the only difference. It's the next generation. If you want to give over to the next generation, then Shmia is better, because Shmia you can't give over a picture. Torah was only given to the koyach of Re'iyah, you wouldn't be able to give it over to the next generation, because you can't really describe. A picture is worth 1,000 words. That's the chasaron, because you don't have 1,000 words to give over to the next generation. When Hashem makes it concise and puts it into words and tells you, says it to you, each one has a maila. Each one has a separate maila that the other one doesn't have. Ain a doimesh milu. Whoever said it means that Ria is better. You go against the average on Avenue M. They'll say Ria, picture with 1,000 words. Ain a doimesh milu Ria. Ria is much more powerful. A picture. Who said a picture is more powerful? Who told you that? Chazal knew more. The Chazal said Ain a doimesh. High luchud v'high luchud. Don't tell me. I didn't ask you who's better. You're the best. You know people, they tell people they're. You're the best. We are the best. You're different. That's a compliment. You say to someone, you're different than everyone else. You stand out. You stink like no one else. Best is not necessarily better. Vital. So vital here.
You know what I just realized? That all the brackets in the chart, they all go together. I mean that you can read it. That presents a whole different scenario than the part that's not in the bracket.
Right.
Meaning that in Shlav Beis, if he was Pareach, I mean.
Of course, right. Then of course that's why he gets me confused. I don't think it was necessary these parentheses. The parentheses are making it more confusing. Okay, so therefore,
the problem that the Rav is mentioning those parentheses.
Oh, okay. Just because it says doesn't mean you have to go. Everything that it says has to be reported. Like I told. It was a true story. I told once. I went to someone that I told her. I told this woman. It's a very nice lady. I told her, everyone really. Her husband was the Rosh Yeshiva of a certain place, whatever, certain type of whatever. I said everyone really. Shara
Torah.
No, what?
Shara Torah.
Not Shara Torah. I met the father of the Rashiva's Shver. So I told the Rashiva's Shver, I said, everyone really knows here that the real Rashiva is your daughter. So he looks at me with mom, so what a duck, and he says to me, I know, we all know that. He said, I know, but not everything that we know to be true should be said out loud.
That's what he told me.
That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
Weiter in the Mishnah. Weiter Shlav Gimel. Fine. Liachar so divide bubuchol ilah bottle sim natum shall stay has aros the hamitzor nitar legamri. You hear? He's nitar legamri. The mitzvah is now. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. All the Mishnah over here says is this person over here. But it doesn't say the halacha. The Mishnah before it starts off. Habakul lavan. What's the halacha? Yaskir. There is the mikra, the situation, and there is the halacha. The Mishnah starts, Habakulilavon, that's the mikra. What is the halacha? What's the hadin? What is the din? Yaskir. Okay, shalav base. Nalaloiser lavon, that is the mikra. What is the din? The din is yachlit. Now, what's the mikra? The mikra is 5 lines, 10 lines. No, that's the mikra. What is the din? Silence. No talking in shul. Stop the talking during the Mishnah. No talking.
So the Rav tells you what the din is. Carl Heining,
the first not the Rav, the Rav. Fine. So the Rav tells us the din. Next. Okay.
Now we have
Shlav Dalet. Shlav Dalet is, but it is strange that the Mishnah Ikur Chosman HaSefer. Now we go next halacha. The next halacha is Noila Loi Nichya Oy Seor Lavon Tame. Rav, let's see the Rav now. Noila Loi Nichya Oy Seor Lavon in Yachas Shabo Simone Atahara Halalu. After they, now he calls the Shabohu, they arrive. It's funny that he calls them, they arrive. They're not really arriving. It's the Simoni Tumah disappearing. And the Lashon over here is a very strange Lashon. You have the Simoni Tumah, and the Simoni Tumah are now going away. Only he can go away. Okay? I say love on after the Simoni Tumah they go, they come. He's calling, they're coming.
Meaning that this guy's status. I mean, so first he was Kula HaPakwam, and then he had the Stay Sarah. Then the Stay Sarah went away, and now guess what? They're coming back.
No, but he called right. But you yourself said the Simoni Tumah go away. I know la loy michya im laachar. Shebohu Simoni Tahara Halalu. What do you mean Tahara Halalu? They went away. The Simoni Tumah didn't come. The person that Simoni Tumah, he had 2 white hairs. And then the 2 white hairs either became black or they got short or they're surrounded, hostile takeover, or they're separated from one another. It's like, you know, it's very the Gazach telling you how to eliminate an enemy. The 2 white hairs, look at the 2 white hairs as your political rivals. So what do you do? You have 2 political rivals. Either you bribe them, you make them black, you paint them, you make them like you, or you cut them down, you cut them off. You mamash, you go violence, you cut them down, or you surround them. You surround them with all different types of techniques, with boils, with burns, with this or with that, all the different ways you can surround them. Or, you know, the next best thing is, if you can't make them black, you can't have them join, you can't cut them down, you can't isolate them, at least separate one political rival from the other. So that way, they can't join forces to attack you. Toiv ha-shnayim min ho-echad. But if you're able to separate the shnayim, then it's much easier to take on each one at a time. Look at the 2 white hairs as your political rivals. Either blacken them, make them black, get some dirt on them, dig up some dirt on them, cut them down entirely, surround them, isolate them, lock them up in a room, isolate them, or at least separate one rival from the other rival. It's tremendous chokhmah going here, chokhmah satayra. Ha-foyich ba dekulubo. You want to be a politician, you learn mesechta negoyim. Vaita.
You forgot Bayak, which is you make him out to be like an angel, like a malach, and he can't relate to the Amchor.
Ooh, that's a very good Bayak. No, the Bayak is part of the separation, it says. The Bayak is just a separation. It's also part of the separation technique. Okay, you're saying good. Fine. So now is the, but he doesn't describe this in the Rav as elimination. He describes this as they have entered. We want to welcome into the Ulam HaBeis Medrash our friends. They're not your friends. What do you mean you want to welcome the Simani Tyra? These are not Simani Tyra. This is Simani Tum that went away. All right, it doesn't matter. And Lacha Shabo Simani Tyra Halalu Noila Laimichia Iser Lavan Tame Vim Lavtar. Okay, suddenly he's saying, what happens if they don't come? But if they don't, but now we have new Simon. So now we're up to Shlav Dalit. Shlav Dalit. Okay, now let's look at the chart over here. Shlav Dalit is La'acha Shahalacha Serla Lava Vinitar Ndoila Boy Michya Ser Lavan. Okay, we have a Michya or we have a Ser Lavan. What is the Din Hadin? Choyze Vinitma Machma Simna Tuma Shanola Boy. Avil Ser Lavan Shanola Mishan Limit. Now he's bringing over here in the presence, we're just getting us confused. I will say a love on a regular say a love on back in Perikei. I say a love on Shanoila, Lemi, Shanita, Bepricha, Bepricha. Ainay Matame, Kiddle El Mishnebase. All right, let's not get confused. That's the case where the person started out with a small Baharis, then it spread to the entire body, and then there's a white, then it's Anogea. If a person starts out with a regular classic Baharis and then it spreads, he's talking to the Baharis. But over here he came, we don't deal with that because the person when he first shot for the very first time, he shot with Kulav Achalava. Okay, now we come to the next part of the Mishnah is going to be back to the Mishnah. Loi Noila Michio Selavan Tame. So again, here we get went back. Okay.
And now the next line is also part of.
Oh, so no, it has to be now. It's or. We're not this. It's or. According to the Rav, it's going to be or thing, right? Then, oh, that's what the Rav said in the parentheses. That's what's in the chart in the parentheses. And the Rav said, tar. Just stop. If the black here has become white. I mean, the white has become black, over v'chulu, so now he's going to become tar, fine. And that's all part of the same shalaf. That's shalaf dalit. Now comes the confusing part. V'chulon, what is happening now? Is this a continuation? Or is this now an alternative situation? What are we now going to shalaf hay? Or are we just giving you a variation of shalaf dalit? That's the question. This is the question. V'chulon, because right now, if we want, right now, where are we up to? In Shlav Dalit, the person now has a Michya. He has a new Seir Lavan. So right now, the person is Kuloi Hofach Lavan. Whole body is white. And he's Tamei. Why is he Tamei? Because he has a Michya. Or because he has a Seir Lavan. Now, so you would think, okay, so now let's say now that it's continuation. What's happening now? Let's see. The chulon shechazu b'chem rashi varim.
I'm not 100% sure that he has the mechia. He says no mechia seilavan tamer no mechia seilavan tahar. Now on that scenario, you're building shechazu b'chem rashi.
Oh, so you want to say so? You so that's the question. Where are we coming through? Right? Loi noila. So he's saying now that right, let's see. The chulon shechazu b'chem rashi varim harei elu kimois shehayu. Okay, let's see the Rav. This where it gets confusing. The chulon shechazu b'chem rashi varim habaku lelavan betchila. So look what he's doing now. He's going now back to the very, very beginning. The Rav is starting the story all over again. The chulon. It's like a new story now. The story is over. New story. Habaku lelavan. What?
We want to improve the ratings
of the show. We have to a change in the storyline. Abba kulo lovan betchila, bein shahus kak lehesker bein lehechlet, bein liptur. There are three hechatimses. A person arrives by the kohen. He's 100% white, and being 100% white is only part of the story. You show a picture, and you don't show the whole. You show a picture, you don't show the whole picture. Okay, they always show this on my things I look at online. They show you pictures, and they show you the whole picture, and they show you what the media shows you. And when you only see what the media shows you, they show a soldier putting a gun to a guy's head. They show like the part of the picture he's putting a gun. So, oh, look at that! They're showing they're torturing people. And then they show you the whole picture that the guy is feeding him and his weapon is just dangling on his side because he's a soldier, and the soldier is mamish giving the guy life-saving food, and the weapon just happens to be dangling on his shoulder strap. So if they take the picture and they only focus on the weapon and the guy's head, it looks like the soldier is putting a gun to this poor Nebuch person. He's torturing him. But when they show you the whole picture, you see that the soldier is saving his life and the gun is just there because it's dangling on the shoulder strap. You got to see the whole picture. So over here we have a whole picture. The whole picture over here is we're starting all over again. Haba kula lovan, the person that arrives the very first time, he's completely white. Now, he says there are three scenarios. You show up, the person shows up, and he's completely white. And this will result in one of three things. Either it's going to result bein shehuskak lehaskir, bein lahachlit, bein liptur. Now he's going to explain all the three scenarios. Im chazur, he doesn't explain yet. If now, after he's completely white in one of these three scenarios, and it disappears, it leaves, then we go back to the original state, which can be either one of three things, either potur, or hochlat, or huskar. Harehein kemo shahayu tohirim. Deloy chashivi michya. It's not called the Michi. Now he explains all three scenarios. Ketzat. Haba kulav mitchila v'huskar shnei shavuos v'loy nodavay simoni tuma u'patroi. So we have a guy who was already muskar for 2 weeks. His whole body is white. So what state is he in? We call him in a state of potter. Right? That's one scenario. Are you okay with that? He comes around, whole body's white, and he's there for 2 weeks, nothing happens, he's potter. The achar kach niskalu by Rosh Eivarim. And now the Rosh Eivarim appear. They retreat. So what is the law? Hainu chazu by Rosh Eivarim mitochat petur. So what is the halacha? The tohar. He's tohar. What do you mean? When was he ever tamei? So I think what he means to say is that a person that's a muskar is also tamei. This, we had this discussion. A person who's a muskar, what does it mean he's a muskar? It means he has a nega. Even after 2 weeks. 2 weeks you call the muskar. But a muskar has limitations. The limitations of muskar alone are... What does that mean? What's the difference between a person who's a muskar and a person who is exempt from Heske, is potter? What's the difference? You have a guy who has a nega. So you have a nega, he's called a muska. What does it mean to be a muska?
Like you said, maybe the guy made taharos.
Yeah, but here's the question. After 2 weeks are over, it seems to be he's no longer called a muska, but he's still tame because he has a nega. It appears that there are three different statuses a person can have. If a person has a nega, he can be a muskar, he can be a mukhlat, but there's another status. Well, there are four statuses. He can have a nega that's called tohar. If the nega shrinks, or the nega, he was a mukhlat, and then the white hairs disappeared, then it's called a nega tohar. And then there's another madrega, where he is tamei. When is your hechatims being tamei? When a person has a nega, and it doesn't budge. He has a nega, he does not have the simoni tuma, so he does have the simonim, so he's there for 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks they say, listen, there are no simonim, so therefore you're no longer a muskar. But you're not tohar. You're potter. You hear? You're potter. I'm talking a regular case. A regular case, the person has a nega for two, nega, oh, you're a muskar. Muskar week one, muskar week two, after 2 weeks, nothing changes. Okay, you're no longer a muskar, but you're still tame. You'll ask, what's the difference between Tomei and Muskar? I don't know. There must be a difference. Status. Just a certain status symbol, a different color on your Facebook page. You know, there's a different, chashivas and shul. You sit in a different chair. In a certain status.
Color maybe, it has to be color.
What?
Maybe after 2 weeks of Hezgir, if the Kohen does not say he's Torah, then he's considered. I'm just guessing. Then he's still considered Tamei. Whereas if the Kohen says Tahar, then he has a din of Tahar.
No, the Kohen can't say Tahar. The Kohen doesn't say Tahar. If after 2 weeks of Hezgir, nothing changes in his body, the only thing now is he's not called the Muskar. He's not a muska, right. but he's not tahar.
He gets out of the muska center.
Fine, getting out of the muska center doesn't mean you don't wear an ankle brace. You're still tame. You're still on the lashon hara offender list. All who have the app know to stay far away from this disgusting contaminated person who doesn't know how to guard his mouth. A person who shows up by the Kohen and has a nega, he is a muskar. Muskar week one, muskar week two. Muskar week two, nothing has changed one iota. You leave muskar, but you're still called tameh. Then there's a person who, after 2 weeks, there's simon that develops, or he's called a mukhlat. And then there are situations where a person is in hesker, or he's a mukhlat, and the nega shrinks. It doesn't go away entirely. The white hairs go away, the mich goes away, or if it's in the muska, the nega gets smaller. There's still a nega there. He's called tohar. He has a nega. He's a menuga. He is a menuga. Will all of the menugoim please stand up? He's a menuga, but he's a menuga tohar.
It's funny what you're saying, that you're making out someone who is a mukhlat and becomes tahar to be better off than someone who was in hezger and never ever became a mukhlat.
That's not a kasha. That doesn't bother me one iota, because there's a famous var from the Rambam says, who is more tahar, FFB or BT? BT, because the Torah never ever declares upon a person who never became tamei, never says about him that he's tahar. A person that was born on Rock Island. On Rock Island, with Nizar Mikever HaTohayim, baby was born there. This baby, Yavim, versus a child that lived in the cemetery his entire life, touched every dead body, and then they brought him part of the water, day three, day seven, put him in the mikvah twice, three times. Now he's done. Who is more tahar? The Rambam says the one that touched the dead body, he is more tahar than the other one, because the Torah says about him, you're tahar. The Torah never said the word tahar for the person that was never tamei. How could that possibly be? No, it's a kasha. Tzadik v'ralei. Rasha v'tayvlai. Usually you should know that the more the Rashiv, the more they watch television, the bigger Rashiv is there. The bigger Rashiv is there. The longest of the Esrei they daven. How could that be? As a gaitas in the belt. That's how it goes. So what's the problem? Yeah.
I don't know what the Rambam says, what you're saying, what the Rambam says in Shmoyin Aprakim, chapter 6, I think. Yeah, he has a machlokes between Balei Tshuva and the FFB. He doesn't say that it stinks where the Balei Tshuva are, but that's how the Hamoin Am tend to read the Rambam. But he comes out on both sides. But I mean, the word that you just said, I don't think he says it there. I mean, if he says it somewhere, maybe in Taurus, then.
I think over here he said that he's over here. Rosh Hashanah mitochab to have a tahar. Let's go by Yisro now. Now let's go to the next case. So over here, why in this case is it there? Because in this case, it's called Chazara. He was a muskar. He was a muskar because his entire body was white. And now there's retreat. So he says over here, Rav, the Rav says Vitar. Okay, let's go by it. What's the Nechlita B'Selah? But let's...
We're in the Rav now, right?
Right, yeah. Can we read it again? V'kulon shechal shebuchem rosh evam. Abba kula lovan b'tchil. The person comes kula b'tchil. Bein shuskak lehaske. Bein lehechle. Bein leptur. A person comes to the coin right now. Originally he comes there. Abba kula lovan b'tchil. Whether eventually this leads, he comes entirely white, and this leads eventually to one of three possibilities. Either it will lead to shehuzkak lehaskir, bein lehachlit, bein liftar.
And then
he leaves. Then he's out. Now, why is he out? So no, it doesn't say he goes out. It doesn't say that he goes out. He comes into the kohen, kuloi hafach lava. And eventually, from the matzav of being kula holach hafach lavan, he turns into a status of potur, or muskar, or a mukhlat. He arrives in front of the kohen, lays his eyes on this fellow, and he sees that he's kula hafach lavan. Ultimately, this person will be in one of three statuses, either potur, Huchlat or Huskar. Not necessarily right away. If eventually within 2 weeks he gets white hairs, he's a Huchlat. If right. Two white hairs never develop, eventually he turns into a Petur. Doesn't say the word Tahar, he's Potur. Or let's say he's the first 2 weeks, nothing happened, and he's within the first 2 weeks, he's called a Muskar. Now, so we have three different people who are Kula Hafach Lavan, and they're in one of these three statuses. And then while they're in this status, being kul hafach lavan, there is a retreat. There is a retreat. And the nega disappears from the roshei evarim. So now, how does it change the status of each one of these three? So he says first that if he was in the status of pitur, he's upgraded from pitur to tohar, which implies that a person who leaves hesker is still tameh. Again, the Rav says, whether he eventually turns into Lahaskir, Bain Lahachit, Bain Liftur, Im Chajuv, Niskalu Rosh Evam Shalachen, Harehin Kemosh Shahayu, Utehoirim. The Rav, for some reason, here is compelled to add the word in Utehoirim, even though that's not what it says in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, the bottom line, V'kulam Shachajuv Ram Rosh Evam, Harehin Kemosh Shahayu. It does not say in the Mishnah the word Tohar. The Rav is the one who is inventing a fourth status. The Rav is inventing, this is the Rav. You can say the Mishnah Rishayna, or in the Perish Hariel, it says different. But the Rav over here is some reason, Nish Levin, what does it say, how he says in Yiddish? Kenish Levin. Unless he adds into the Mishnah, the Rav, the word Tahar. It's not enough, he wants to make everyone here Tahar. And now, Ketzah. Ketzad miraktin lifnei hakala. How do we do this? Ketzad. Haba kula lavan b'tchila.
Let's see if we can talk this out before we see it inside. So in his galaba rosh evarim mitoch haptur, he becomes tahar.
Okay.
His galaba rosh evarim mitoch mukhlat. So now he
also tahar. Also tahar.
Amitoch Hezger.
Also tar. Also tar. Every case is tar.
Every case is tar. No. Mitoch Hezger, according to your chat, that there's a higher level of tar, right? There's,
it doesn't matter. Once the nega gets smaller, it gets smaller. The only time you remain tame is if nothing happens. A person who has a nega and it doesn't budge for 2 weeks. He leaves Hesker, but he's still Tameh. In order to be upgraded to Tahar, the Nega has to diminish. It doesn't have to go away, but it has to diminish. If it does not diminish, if it stays exactly the way it is, so he's no longer in Hesker, but he's still Tameh. It's like the vaccine, COVID. Okay, there's COVID. People are dying like flies, like cockroaches, like you spray Raid, and all the cockroaches are dead, it's genocide. But the lockdown can only go on for 2 weeks. after a certain period of time, even though it's pikuach nefesh, that's it. There's no more hezker. Just because there's no more hezker doesn't mean, oh, you go back to life as usual. It's dangerous out there. It's dangerous. But even though it's dangerous, you can't shut down society forever. There's lakol zman. You just got to face reality and do the best that you can. So the guy is in Muscar. He's in Muscar for 2 weeks. Nothing has changed. Zero. Zero has changed. He leaves Hezker. Just because he leaves Hezker doesn't mean that that it's safe. He's still Tomei. He remains in the state of Tomei, but he's no longer in Hezker. When you want to talk about when is he safe? When the nega diminishes. The number of cases that are reported. When the statisticians want to decide that we're not going to fake the test results and we're going to make lower numbers, then it's safe. It's up to the people who sit at the PCR machines and make the decision of how many false positives we want to make. They decide the science. Okay. Do you believe in the science? I believe in the decision of the people who conduct all of the exams. That's what science is.
I believe that the Dominion machines also make the PCR test.
That guy, you know, that guy is on the hot seat, that guy. The CEO of Dominion is a mamish on the street. You saw what they wrote about him? He had to testify in front of the people.
Because he sued Trump, no?
What? No, he basically said a lot of nipple pay he said about Trump. He has very extreme views about politics. He's not a person who has a neutral person who's running the, and he said everyone he said in front of a hearing, he said every single one who works at Dominion has his same beliefs. And they basically think that anyone in the country who voted for Trump is a mental retard with a lot of nipple pay. So you have a person who's running the voting machine and talks like that and has tattoos of like the craziest things you could probably possibly imagine. And he said things like that in the hearing of what he believes about this country and about the people in politics. How is this person an Ish Neman to participate in the process of a free democracy? I mean, you got to be mentally retarded to allow this to continue.
Okay, great.
Now, so Ketzat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines before it gets wide. Ketzat. Habo kulu lava mitchila v'huska shnei shavuos v'loi meldu boi simoni tomo upatroi. Okay, so when it says he's potter, doesn't say that he's tar. And now the achar kach niskalu v'rosh evarim, haynu chazroi rosh evarim itech haptur, Vitar. Proof positive to my theorem. This is the Ho'ariel's theorem of Muscar. The Yesod is, just because you're not a Muscar doesn't mean you're Tohar. There's such a mitzis in the Welt of an Ois Muscar who's Tomei. And the only way a muskar can become tohar is if the nega diminishes, which creates a mitzis in the veld of a nega tohar. There's a nega tame, a nega tohar, and a nega muchlat. Right. By looking at it, you would never know. You can look at a nega, you can never know. It's like koli ilon. Dover hamosu lelibo shel adam. Ve'im hechlitoi. Biser lava. Now we come to the next case.
Now I think he's skipping a couple of steps. Right?
No, we're doing now the chlito. No, we're going three cases. We're continuing the ketzad. We're continuing the ketzad.
Fine. So he's saying this guy was macha because of biser lava. Now v'shchiru has.
V'shchiru has so'arois v'achach niskalu b'rosh evadim haynu chazu b'ro. Now here's the part that's getting him confusing. Why in the world did the Rav have to add this in? The Shechiru HaSa'aris. What is this all about? This is the part that's really bizarre. This is the bizarre part of them. What is the Rav adding this in over here?
The Shechiru. This is the Rav Gimel stage.
Right. So he wants to continue now. The achar kach shchira saros. The achar kach niskalu roshe evarim. So this case is a muchlat that already is tahar. This is a muchlat. A muchlat that is hishchiru hasaros. Now I think what we learned, didn't we learn, means oh. It means or. This part we don't really need. This part, this is the part that's in all the trouble. These two words. So let's, for the moment, make believe these words don't exist. The chlit of beser lavan, because that's really what it said in the chart. The achar kach neskalu rosha evam. Those two words, v'shchiru ha'asara, is confusing us. So let's make believe those words don't exist. Now we're doing a ketzat. We have a fellow who comes in, and he's completely white, and he has two white hairs, so he's a mukhlat. No? And now, what happens? Chol zhuboy rosha evarim. The achar kach neskalu rosha evarim. Hainu. Oh, that's the case now. Chol zhuboy rosha evarim mitoch hechlat. So why did I have to go say v'shchiras saaris? V'shchiras saaris is not part of the hechlat. Those words, v'shchiras saaris, is a curveball that I'm going to put in parentheses over here. Parentheses, a question mark, parentheses. What are they doing here, these two words? These two words are ruining the party. They're ruining the party. Why did the people come? You don't need that part. V'achach neskalu roshem hainu. Chazu by Rosh Evamita Chechlat Vitohar. Diminished. You have a person that's completely made Vishchiras Arvais, so Achach Nitzkad Rosh Evarim. Hainu Chazu by Rosh Evarim. This guy was completely white. And he was a Mukhlab because he wore white ears. And now, maybe I'm thinking of a reason why. Because if he still had the white hairs and the nega diminished, he would still be tum. Maybe that's the reason why he has to say it. Maybe that's why. Because if the case is where the Rosh Evarim was niskale, so what? He still has on his body a massive baheres with two white hairs. So he would remain in a state of tumma. He's still called a mukhla. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe that's why it has to say, I take it back. Chazor boch. Dvarim shamarti, tohos hin biyadi. El kach shonim. Ma shekosav kan v'yashchiru ha'asaros, this is a necessary. Because if the chazor were Rosh Evadim and there were two sirus, he would still be tamei, fa'bazum to the tam, because he has two sirus. So we need to eliminate the white hairs. And now we eliminate the white hairs, we're also in Chozhba Roshay, so now he's going,
so the two black hairs are in addition to the white hairs, so he has a simon tuma.
No, what do you mean? What did you just say? The two black are in addition to, no. When it says there are two white hairs, two black hairs, it means the white hairs turn black.
Okay.
I mean, you're trying to tell me what it says on the top of the page, that's what it means, it was Shabohu Simoni Tahara Halalu. The enter, that's really what the Rav seems to be saying. What you just said, is that there's something called two white hairs, black hairs appearing alongside the two white hairs. I never heard that before. You want to say achidish noira otzim to say such a chidish? You wait until you get a reaction in Avenue M from people in Avenue M to say such a thing.
I'm not saying it.
And now you didn't. No, maybe you're right, because that's really what the Rav said.
You're saying we never heard it, you're saying there's such a din,
a person has a nega, a regular classic case, a person has a nega, he has nega, but he has two white hairs, so what is the halacha? He's tamei, he's a mukhlat, right? Nothing to talk about. A guy comes, he has a nega, a certain size, and there are, let's count it, there are 187 hairs. And in addition to the 187 beautiful, luscious, black, healthy hairs, there are two white hairs to make it 199. 199 hairs, 187 are black. Black is beautiful. And then there are two white hairs. Oh, Bahedes, two white hairs. Arois, send this person, call security. The Kohanim have on their desk a red button. Whenever a guy comes in and he has a baheres and two white hairs, they push the red button, Security comes, and they take him right away to the Muskar, the Mukhlat Center. You know, on the White House desk, there's a red button. There's a red button. So they ask Trump, what is that red button? They asked him. It's a very big mystery. No one wants to tell. Go Google it. Go YouTube it. What's the red button on the president's desk? So they asked Trump. So he made some jokes. They asked him again. He says, when I want a Diet Coke, I press the red button and they immediately bring me a Diet Coke. That's the red button on the Oval Desk. That's all it is. To get a Diet Coke. So the person over here, he has a nega. He has 199 here. So 197 are black and there are two that are white. The client pushes the red button. They come. They immediately apprehend him. They waterboard him. They take him upside down, put on shackles, and they carry him out to the Mukhlat Center for interrogation. Comes back a week later, and guess what? The Baheres, the Zelba's Baheres. But guess what? This week we have 201 here. We have the same 197. We took a picture. A picture. Exactly. We have the same two white hairs. But you know what happened? Entered into the political arena are two more black hairs. Two more black hairs have been packed the court. Packed the court. We've elected through a judicial process two more black hairs in addition. Packed the court. So we have now 201 hairs. So the Ho'ariel, Azur stayed in the Perish Ho'ariel, in the little round circles on the side of the margin, is that this is Vashteta in the Hilk Rav, and Nayadin, is that a person that's a Mukhlat, out of the Zelbazach, but there's a din in a Mukhlat that now produces two more white hairs that did not exist. His Shechir, what does it mean, Elabai Mechia Sela? Emli Achar Shabo Simoni Tahada Halalu, which was it said in the Mishnah, His Shechiru Shtehem. You know, that's not what it means, because it says it means the white turned black. But the way the Rav learns is Shebo. Bo means it entered into the foray. It entered new. I don't like, you want to say that? It's very interesting what you're saying. Maybe that will explain a lot of kashas in the Mishnah. But it means that these two white hairs, they turn to what happened. We had this fellow over here, now going back to our case. The guy has full 100% white. And he has two white hairs. He's a mukhlat. Now, we want to get him out of Mukhlat. How do we get him out of Mukhlat? So I want to say, get out of Mukhlat is, the two, if we're just going to have it be Choyzer on the Rosh Eivarim, that's not going to help us. Because when it's Choyzer, the Rosh Eivarim, he still has two white hairs. So he still has a Beheres with white hairs. So we have to accomplish, we have to eliminate the two white hairs. Now here's the point. Here's the Kasha. If you just eliminate the two white hairs, that's Dayenu. Dai Dayenu. The person entered into the Kohen's office, Yikulahaf Achlov, and he was Tahar. So in order to make him Tahar, you don't need there to be Chazru Boy Roshe Evarim. You don't need that. All you need to do in this instance is to eliminate the two white hairs. So I want to suggest, no. If you eliminate the two white hairs in this instance, he's no longer called a Mukhlat, but he's still Tameh. Because you're just going back to your original state. Just like I told you when it came to the Hesker, if you come to the Kohen and you have a Nega, there's no white here, so you sit around there for 2 weeks, and then after 2 weeks, okay, you're out of quarantine. But doesn't mean you're Tahar. If your Nega did not diminish one iota, so the same Nega you had when you came here on day one, you have here today. So very good. You're no longer called a Muska, but you're not Tahar. When a person comes to the Kohen for the very first time with a Nega, there are two dinim upon him. Oh, look at you. You have a Nega. You're Tameh. I don't know what that word means. I don't know what the consequences of that is. It's Tameh. Number two, you're a Muskar. I'm just using words. You're a Muskar and you're Tameh. The Nega doesn't budge for 2 weeks. You know what that means? You're no longer called a Muskar, but you're still Tameh. Whatever that means. Oh, you want to be Tahar? You want to go on the Mizrach with all the Rashimis? Then your Nega has to diminish. And until it diminishes, sorry, you may no longer be a Muska, but you're still Tameh. If let's say it diminishes in with Rosh Eivarim, Nirubay Rosh Eivarim, Chazur Rosh Eivarim, yes, good enough, Dayenu. That's also called, it's also called a diminishment, and therefore you not only you're not going to be a muskar, you're going to even be tar. Zil bezach is going to be true when it comes to the muchlat. The muchlat, he's a muchlat. What happens? How did he become a muchlat? Two things. He was kulahof achlava, and he has shtei sairos. Muchlat. Now what happens? The shtei sairos go away. Wonderful. Taking away the shtei sairos is just going to get you out of being a muchlat. But it's not going to make you tar, because you don't have a neg on your entire body. You're not going to be a muskar either. We're not going to call you a muskar, but you're not a muskar, you're not a muchlat, but you're still tummy. If it's chazur rosh eivarim, now you're going to be tar. Oh, I have an egg on my whole body. That's right, it diminished. The first time we looked at you, you had an egg on your entire body. Now when we look at you, you have an egg on your entire body, minus the rosh eivarim. Oh, but what about the shtei sairos? Well, the shtei sairos are no longer. They have been eliminated. They have been neutralized. They never existed. We write the narrative. We write history. Abraham Lincoln, it was he who discovered America, not the indigenous Christopher Columbus. Vita.
Thank you for that explanation of a chat that I didn't mean.
V'michlitoi b'ser lovan. Let's say the machlit b'ser lovan. So he's a muchlat. Now the shchidu hasaros, we need to eliminate those white hairs to make him no longer a muchlat. But just because he's no longer a muchlat, he's still tomei. But now the achar kach niskalu rosh eivadim. It's a gili shchina. It was niskale. Niskale wa torah. Ois bris koidish. Hainu chaz rubo. It says the gvi is Rosh Hashanah Rosh Eivor. Hainu
It's only because it's Pashas left aside that I'm letting it slide. That's
the coin's like a mile. Niskaleo atona. Hainu chaz rubo Rosh Eivorim. Midechechlet. V'tohar. Not only is he not a muchlat, he's not even a tamei, he's a tar. Now there's one more case left. And that's the case where it's mitach hezger. The Nesoyim Shvur. Now here we go to the case of hezger. Guy comes in, he's kulahof achlovan, with no white ears. So where do we send him? You press the green button. A special hezger team comes in. It's always outside the White House, people dressed in green, dressed in red. The red people are for the muchlat center, and the green are for the muskar center. So you press the green button, the muskar center people come in. B'sof shvo rishon, b'sof shvo sheni, skalu rosh eivarim, hainu chazur rosh eivarim, mitoch hezger v'tar. Kach nireis perish mishnu zu mitoch taras kehanim, with the hezber of Rabbeinu Ho Ariel. Avo Rambam, Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, loy perish again. He doesn't like this pshat. Now let's see the chart. Shalav Dalit.
After you break your head on the Rav and you explain it so nice that the Rambam says, I don't like it.
Because the Rav probably, you know what? Because the Rambam probably understands that there's no such distinction between not being in Hezker and being Tahar. We're trying to introduce a new Yisoid in the Dinim of Negoim. Is it Shaykh? There to be a negatome, and you're not a muskar, and you're not a muchlat. And the Rav seems to be saying yes. L'chor, the Rambam, or other Rishonim don't agree with that. They hold that if you're not muskar, that means you're tohar. A nega expires.
I believe the next mission is going to discuss that.
This will be an afternoon to the politicians. Should there be lockdown? An expiration to lockdown when COVID is still out there. COVID is still out there. Can we end the lockdown with COVID? So according to, if you don't want to say, then it's totally zeh b'zeh. So no, you'll be in lockdown forever. Or the other mahalach is, you have to learn how to live with it. We only put you in muskar and mukhlat. There are limitations to muskar and mukhlat. A time comes when you're out of muskar, you're out of mukhlat, even though you're still dealing with the problem. Okay, so we learned that we have a lot of politics, how to eliminate your opponents, your rivals in politics, and learned today here how to deal with lockdown situations. All you need to do is learn Sechem Negoim and you can become a politician.
Back to the next two.
After the sale of the lacha sholach haseir lavan v'nitar, after the sholach haseir lavan v'nitar, melvon lichya haseir lavan hadin chazuv nitmu makla sin natosh melvon. Fine, I will sale lavan shemelon lemisha nitar bepricha haseir lavan that was noila lemisha nitar bepricha. Okay, that's perik. I don't want to get involved with it. That's the previous perik. Shlav dal laacha sholach haseir lavan v'nitar. So this is the sale of means mukhla
So the second possibility is he's taking it mitoch hezge and mitoch
hachlet,
right?
Now what about the first possibility? The first possibility was he was mitoch betur. He already went home. That was, he's not discussing that in the charts. Chozhu v'niskalu by Rosh Eivarim. Nishar b'taharasai. What do you mean nishar? According to what I was telling you, it's not nishar. You now go from being not a mukhlat and not a mukhlat and not a muskar who is tamei into tahara. That's how I wanted to explain it.
Yeah.
So the word nishar is not the appropriate word. It's yutame. That's what the Rav seems to be saying. Just because you're not a muskar, you're still tame. Just because you're not a mukhlat, you're still tame because it's the zel benega. The nega has not been reduced. The simonim are no longer here, or the waiting period is no longer active. But the nega is still there, so you're still tame. But now that it's chozhu b'rosh eivarim, you advance to a state of tahara. So it shouldn't be nishar, it should be yinita. Now the parents, what does it say over here? Avla nega, avla nita, machmas pnicha. Person, that's the previous mishnah. That we learned in the previous pair. Fine. That was mishnah given. That we already discussed that. Now, vayit in the mishnah. Parucha b'mikzvah. Now this is easy. This is like really a new case now. This is a new case now. Now you're up to a state where the person is going to be tahar. He's tahar. Because it was Chozru Boy Rosh Eivarim, and there's no longer two white hairs. So therefore he's Mamish Tahar, because it diminished. Now if it advances a little teeny bit on his fingers, a little teeny bit, that's called Pisyon. Pisyon Yutame. And then if it goes from there to the rest of the finger in a different doctor's appointment, where there's a building code, a different appointment on a different time, then it's going to be Poreach Mitoch Tuma. Poreach Mitoch Tuma is going to be Tahar. But if it would spread in one shot when he's Tahar to the rest of his body, then he's Poreach Mitoch Tahar, he would be Tahar. That's the next part. This part is easy. Porcham Mikzasa Tamira, Porcham Mikzasa, Bimikzas Rosh Eivarim Shiniskalu, then Tame. Why Tame Shari Pasanega? Let's say now parucha b'chuloi achash parucha b'miktsasai tahar. The argument that parucha b'nat tamei. Avol l'mitchil achash niskal rosh eivarim parucha b'chuloi b'vasachas tamei b'shem pisyoin. Avol l'mitchil achash niskal rosh eivarim parucha b'chuloi and he was tahar parucha b'chuloi b'vasachas tamei b'shem pisyoin. Because he's being poreach mitoich tum mitoich tahara. Oho, the tani reisha parucha b'miktsasai tamei. We want to make another segment of the mini series so we can get more money. more money from our advertisers. We can make another shalav. Rabbi Isai, anyone listening online, every shalav is available for a dedication. Go to charity.com, look for Nigoim. We have over here seven slots. And the reason why we have seven and not six, it's not because of Shabbos Kodesh. HaKesef Ya'ane Esako. We make another shalach. That's why there's Shana Bet. More money. We don't care about your kids. Or you think you really care, you want your children to show you the Kedusha Sa'aretz? Come on. They're easy, it's easy money for us. We already got them. They already like the place. Give us another $30,000. Weiter. I wouldn't send my kids there. They should already go get a job already. But for you, $30,000 will do anything. We'll sell our conscience for a lot less. Now let's see over the chart. The last two shalavim. After it was niskal Rosh Evarim, the niksas Rosh Evarim, din hadin. What is the law? Nitma mishum pisyoin, v'chein adin v'cheres parcha b'chuloi b'vasachas k'vachamon b'shneches, k'vahalon fine. Shlavav, v'yachash sh'parcha b'miksas rosh evarim, v'nitma, hoisifah v'cheres parcha b'chuloi, then it's tar, v'fishah v'cheres parcha b'chuloi b'chuloi minatomei. Alright, we're done. Tomorrow, miyirtza Hashem, mishneches.
It's beautiful how the Mishnah wants to end up with tar.
All right, it's late. I gotta go. Thank you very, very much. Very geschmack. I would never know this without for you. I would never have any clue what these things are talking about. Now I can walk out with some gaiva and say to everyone at Avenue M, I'm better than you.